Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Today's That's the Sound, What's the Story. If you heard it and you've done one of these, you'll know exactly what it's all about.
Not hard, nice and steady, right? Yep. Just pretend you're blowing up a balloon, but just nice and steady. You don't have to blow the actual backside out of it, okay?
Don't blow the arse out of it.
Blow. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going.
It's the dreaded breath test. Even when you know you're absolutely legal, you come up to a checkpoint and you think they're breath testing, you might have thought that that small drink that you had 6 weeks ago might show up on it. Not the case. However, there is a group that are calling for even more breath tests in this country. They said despite more people being on the road, more licenses, bigger population, breath tests being done around the country, the numbers are actually going down.
Yeah, Alcohol Action Ireland saying figures are showing a drop in the number of breath tests done and the number of arrests over the last 15 years. So now the government needs to take action to call time on drink driving is what it's saying.
Simple question, and you should remember, have you ever done a breath test, Fionnuala?
No.
What?
I've never been breathalyzed. I've been driving for 14 years and I have never had to do a breath test.
Okay. My follow-up.
Never come across a checkpoint like.
Never been. What?
Sorry, as in a breath test checkpoint. Obviously, okay. I've passed the ones that are like
tax and insurance.
Diesel or tax and insurance, yeah. But I've never come across one where they were breathalyzing.
Okay. My second follow-up question, because I just assumed you, as a driver, would have been breath tested at least once in 14 years of driving. When was the last time you got breath tested? Because mine is 2019.
So 7 years ago,
yeah,
coming up on it.
It was very unusual, as the car that I have now, that's when I bought it, September 2019. It was my very first day in the car on Northern Plates. So I'm spinning around and I'm wanting to show off this brand new wagon, not a scrape on it, looking absolutely unbelievable, even though it was a 7 year old at the time. And then I run into a checkpoint and I was like giddy. I was like, told the guard, this is my first time getting breath test. And I actually only bought the car today. He was like, sir, just blow into this.
I don't need your life story. Thank you.
Yeah, shut your mouth, please. Shut your mouth, open your mouth and blow into this. Of course, I was not drink driving, but that was the last time.
So I don't know what it says about my driving habits. Am I just not spending enough time on the road? I don't tend to be driving late at night or too early in the morning. I don't tend to be doing massively long distances. So it's just sheer chance and stats that I haven't had to do a breath test yet. But have you? Have you been breath tested before, or when was the last time you were?
087-1-102-107. 16 years driving and never been breathalyzed, Anya. Two times in 18 years, and both were before I drank. So I'd say at least 8 years ago.
Claire, once in 20 plus years of driving as well, which is just mad.
I was breathalyzed about 2 months in a bus driving through Drumcairn. See the small local towns, even in rural Leitrim? That's where they're standing out with their breathalyzer going to get you. You never know when it could happen to you.
So I have been driving for 18 years.
Nice.
And I've never been breathalyzed. But I was stopped once at a breathalyzer checkpoint. And I just kind of looked down at my 8 month pregnant belly. And the guard laughed and just let me go. So I've never been breathalyzed, but I have been stopped for.
A good guard would have thought you were putting it on and stuck the breathalyzer in through the window. But it gets better. There's a part two to this story.
Yeah, I just remembered the second part of that story, which was, it was the top of my town. And at the time it was during COVID, so everywhere closed early, but everyone was just drinking outside. So the town was like a festival. As I was stopped talking to the guards, a group of young lads, they went up behind my car. And I didn't understand it at the time. I was like, why are they grouped around my car? And the next day I went out, they'd stole my hubcap. They'd stole my hubcap from my car whilst I was in it, stopped at a breathalyzer checkpoint with the guards.
I was telling you, that was not a good guard. Number one, he fell for your trap that you were 8 months pregnant, so he wasn't going to breathalyze you. And then they stole your hubcap right under his nose.
From my memory of having hubcaps on my tyres and having to take them off for the NCT, they're not that easy to get off. So there's a bit of work going into them.
The ingenuity of young lads having a few on the town in a summer's evening knows no bounds. They're capable of anything. They're able to cut off the hubcap. It could have been even cable tied. They might have even had the instruments and the implements to get it off.
Well, look, unfortunate that it had to happen when it was possibly going to be a breathalyzer test, but still, what is it for you? How long has it been since you've been breathalyzed, if ever?
And Alcohol Action Ireland want you breathalyzed sooner rather than later.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.